Hi, and welcome to trustgodonly.com. And the title is The Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil and the Tree of Life. In the Garden of Eden, where God had placed man, who was known as Adam and his helpmate Eve, were two specific trees. One was called the Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil, and the other was called the Tree of Life. God had told Adam that he could eat the fruit of any tree in the Garden of Eden except the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He told him the day he eats the fruit from this tree that he would most surely die. Genesis chapter 1 verses 16 and 17. I want to clarify a myth that's been around for a long time. Adam and Eve did not eat an apple. When the Bible talks about fruit, in many cases it means good fruit or bad fruit, which are either virtues or sins. Pride is the roots of a tree that produces bad fruit. Humility is the roots of a tree that produces good fruit. Their carnal eyes opened. When Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, their carnal eyes opened and their spiritual eyes closed. What this means is that they lost their spiritual being by disobeying God. You see, God had made them human beings with a soul, and they had God's Holy Spirit within them. When they disobeyed God and sinned, the Holy Spirit could no longer be with them because they became unclean. Some may think that God had set them up to fail by placing the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. But this wasn't the case. God gave man free will to choose for himself, basically life or death, and man chose death. God banished man from the Garden of Eden so that he would not eat from the tree of life and live forever in sin. Now, man has to live in a world of good and evil, a world full of misery and suffering. The Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil. Right from the start, we are all born with access to feed only from the Tree of Good and Evil. As we partake from the tree, we have to determine the difference between good and evil, or right from wrong. Our conscious helps us to do the right thing so that we don't do the wrong thing and have to suffer the consequences of our behavior. Although sometimes we think that we are doing a good thing, it turns out that what we did is actually the wrong thing. Mankind has been trying to govern himself since Adam and Eve, and it has not worked. We can't follow our own precepts and expect to overcome all of our problems without the help of God. So far, we still have diseases, famine, wars, violence, poverty, corruption, economic issues like debt and financial hardships, and so on. Man cannot solve his own problems. Man has been able to send a man to the moon, and he still can't solve the problems of the world. Just look at the shape the world is in. Sin or evil, whichever one you want to call it, is rampant, and it has virtually destroyed family structure, corrupted politicians and governments, constant violent protest and riots, mass migration, terrorist activity, genocide, and so on. Man has a way of corrupting everything he touches, even when it is something that was developed for the good of mankind. Man has a way of complicating things that are so simple to fix. He just keeps adding the problems one right after the other. For one, just look at all the people who are on medicines. Man is not looking for the cause, only a cure. There's no money to be made in eliminating the cause. Pharmaceutical companies are making billions. And let's not leave out insurance companies as well. Pride is the root of all our darkness. Pride is what comes from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Man is only interested in what the world has to offer, like self-indulgence and pleasure. Other things that come from pride are sexual irresponsibility, fornication, idolatry, jealousy, anger, envy, lust, greed, and the list goes on. Those are all unspiritual things that bring death. By behaving like that, you will keep the truth locked up in the darkness of your soul, and you will not inherit the kingdom of God. The world is full of vanity. It's what we see that is good and pleasing to the eyes that we partake from the tree of good and evil, just as Adam and Eve did. They are pleasing to our bodily senses, and we can very easily turn them into idols and things of evil. Who is good? Mark chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. A man called Jesus, good master, and Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone." In order to understand what Jesus meant by this, you need to overcome your pride and clothe yourself in humility. The Tree of Life. In Revelations chapter 22, verse 14, "Happy are those who will have washed their robes clean, so that they will have the right to feed on the Tree of Life and can come through the gates into the city." By his death and resurrection, Jesus made it possible for us to be redeemed so that we may be able to feed from the Tree of Life and live forever in peace, joy, and happiness. But there are stipulations. In order for us to be redeemed, we must renounce our life, pick up our cross daily, and follow Jesus. We need to give up our will and acquire God's will. We must give up the ways of this world and build up our faith in God. Luke chapter 18, verses 18 to 23. This is about a man who asked Jesus what he must do to inherit eternal life. The man told Jesus that he has kept the commandments for many years. Jesus told the man, "Sell all that you own and distribute the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then, come follow me." But when he heard this, he was filled with sadness, for he was very rich. Not many people are willing to give up their life and their possessions to follow Jesus. They want to live on both sides. Many people try to do this, and it's all in vain. Your treasure is where your heart is. Acknowledge your sins and make a confession. Be baptized in water and the Holy Spirit. Seek the truth so that it will set you free from the bondages of the world. Feed from the tree of life and grow spiritually. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 18. Wisdom. She is a tree of life for those who hold her fast. Those who cling to her live happy lives. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. From fruits of virtue grows a tree of life. The wicked are carried off before their time. Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. Then the angel showed me the river of life, rising from the throne of God and of the Lamb, and flowing crystal clear down the middle of the city street. On either side of the river were the trees of life, which bear 12 crops of fruit in a year, one in each month, and the leaves of which are the cure for the pagans. Thank you, and may you be filled with the love of God.